Hello, it's been a while since I've recorded. Been extremely busy, but yeah, I think today would be a good day to put something out, so that's what I'm doing. It was a disappointing season in the end. Liverpool won the title by a significant amount of points. And, it's just another disappointing season, unfortunately. And I feel like where I'm at now is I'm just pretty flat, you know, when it comes to Arsenal. It's the transfer market. There's lots of rumours. It's just getting a bit boring, to be honest. I'm not really excited by links and rumours and things like that. I just want things to happen, and until they do happen, I'm not going to change my stance. But yeah, it looks like the club are working hard. Obviously, I can't see how hard they're working behind the scenes, so, you know, me talking like this can, I don't know, sort of diminish their work, but I'm not trying to do that. It's just, I'm speaking as a fan, right? So that's just what I'm doing. And it's just, it's hard because, you know, you see other teams getting new players and the same old teams getting more and more players and stuff like that. And you just see Arsenal sort of moving very slowly, and it's incredibly frustrating. I think it's how they operate. I feel like, it should change, because, you know, as a fan, you just want your team to move quickly and stuff. But maybe I'm just not understanding how transfers work, but it's just funny that other clubs seem to be able to get things done so quickly, and you just think, why can't we? Maybe I'm extremely reactionary. I've just seen Chelsea, today agree a deal for João Pedro. Liverpool breaking the British transfer record for Wirtz. I think naturally, I think all of that activity is at the forefront of my mind. And yes, Arsenal have done things. They've wrapped up a deal for Norgaard, seemingly, and Kepa. And who was the other player? Zubimendi. But those aren't the exciting transfers. No disrespect to them. I'm sure they'll be great signings for us. But I'm just thinking about the ones that, you know, really move the needle in terms of our ability to challenge, and I think we all know what position that is, right? So I think until that deal is done, if it is going to be done, because as far as I'm concerned, like, you know, we finished the season, and throughout the season we've had the talk about the striker and all of that, but I don't really know what this club are going to do. So I can't really sit here and say, oh yeah, we're going to get a striker. I don't really know. I don't really have faith like that right now. It's not nice that I'm coming on here and talking like this, but it's the reality of the situation. I don't know if other people feel like this, but, you know, I'm just being brutally honest. I've just sort of lost interest, really, with the whole, with the team a little bit, you know. Season after season, just trying to get something and just not getting it consistently is draining mentally, man. It's draining. And that's the reality. So, yeah, I can't really think about the season, to be honest. Can't really think about the transfer window, to be honest. So I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure what's going to happen and how I'll feel come the first day of the season. But yeah. as I said, disappointing season. Transfer window has been so-so, and hopefully that can change. But we need signings. We need the big signings to happen, I guess, for my optimism to return. I think that's just how it is right now.